ESPN 101.9 FM, Jackson Sports Authority.
Welcome back to VQS Fieldhouse here on the beautiful campus of Jackson College, home of Dan Phelan. I'm looking for Dan in the crowd here. I haven't spotted him yet. Starting lineup. For Lansing, they will go with a freshman Lauren Pryor out of Charlotte with a freshman Georgia Hill from Langsburg. Their guards, two more guards, Celia Ridsdale, sophomore for Grand Ledge, Abby Knievel from St. John's, a freshman, and Tori Blackman, a freshman from Lansing Sexton. Really, they have four guards listed and a center in 6'1", Lauren Pryor. For Jackson College, coached by Heather Brown in her fifth year. Alexis Thompson, 6-foot freshman forward out of Detroit East English. Daylen Marilot, then their leading scorer, the freshman from beautiful downtown Morenci. Taylor Hutchinson is a 5'8 sophomore from Onstead. Marissa Shaw, 5'7 sophomore, scorer from Pittsford. And Madison Montgomery, 5'10 freshman from Leslie. Scratch today. She's been out for about 3 weeks as Taylor Long, the very fine 5'9 freshman from Waldron. One of their better rebounders, and she has been out, and she did not play in the previous game against Lansing. As we get set to go here, 15-7 for the Jets. And they fan on the opening tip. I don't know if that's a good indicator. A complete whiff by both girls on the center jump. That brought a few smiles and a loose ball. Lansing picks it up off the tap. And they draw the first possession here with Ridsdale out of Grand Ledge. Small guard out to Tori Blackman. Wing right, lob in, intercepted by the Jets, and that was picked off by Alexis Thompson. And it's Marissa Shaw on the wing for Madison Montgomery. And around the horn they go. Inside open. Oh, missed the shot. Wide open in there on the cut was Madison Montgomery and missed a little bunny. And Lansing down, we played almost a minute, no score. Dribble drive for Ridsdale. Shot won't go. Follow up, no, and a foul call on the 6-foot freshman, Alexis Thompson.
Jackson, number two, Alexis Thompson. Her first team.
That will send Lauren Pryor to the free throw line. 6-1 freshman for the LCC Stars. Way short on the free throw. And we are scoreless here in the early going. Just three possessions. That one is no good, short. And Jackson up quickly in the front court. Marilat out top, throws it away. She tried to get it to Thompson in the corner. And we're off to, let's say, a sleepy start here. First couple possessions. Stars decked out in their blue-white trim. Jets in the... There's a turnover again. Risdale fell down. Here comes Thompson. Off to Shaw. Up and good with the left hand. Marissa Shaw. Nice catch of that pass. And she was able to knock that in. Lefty. Two nothing. There's a double dribble, no whistle, and the Jets turn them over again. And here's Merrillat, drops the pass, gets it back off the glass. No. And the Stars up 2-0. Jackson up two, but they've missed two little layups here in the early going. There's a knock away by Montgomery. Just a wild shot off the glass. Here's a run out. There's a travel. No call. Here's a long three. Good. Taylor Hutchinson. Three ball, 5-0, and a quick timeout for the Lansing Stars. Let's take a quick break. 30 break, right back. 5-0. The Lady Jets here on 101.9 FM.
ESPN 101.9 FM, Jackson Sports Authority.
Boy, here's another takeaway by the Jets. Merrillat kicks it down into the front court. Over to Shaw in the corner. Thompson fakes a shot. Gets it to Montgomery. Man-to-man defense employed by Lansing. Inside. Open up and good. Madison Montgomery. 7-0. Jets trying to snap a three-game skid. And they're off to a good start. As we have 6:40 left here in this first quarter. Here's a long three ball. No, Thompson the rebound. Shaw lead Montgomery. A dribble. She's hammered. Tori Blackman. Oh, no foul. They said, wow. Hard to believe no foul there. But they do give the Jets the ball. And Montgomery at the free throw line. A pick, a give and go. And a reload here with five on the shot clock. Thompson a long one. No. That was forced due to the shot clock, and here comes Lansing. They are down 7-0. Here's a long three. Good. Tori Blackman. Here's Merrillat, double team. Little press on. Thompson, Shaw. Nice dribble drive to the rack. A little floater, won't go. Thompson hustling, rebound. Merrillat's open. No, short. That goes out of bounds, and they're going to give it to Lansing. That looked like it might have been tipped by Lansing, but they get the basketball. 5:30 to go here in the first. Of course, we play for 10-minute quarters. Tisdale.
Right now. Give it to her.
Little backdoor intercepted. Merrillat. A drive and a whistle and a foul.
Lansing, number 20. Celia Ridsdale, her first, team first, shooting two, Marissa Shaw.
Shaw at the line, good. 8-3, Jackson. And she made them both, Marissa Shaw. Good shooter out of Pittsburgh. Just three sophomores on the Jet squad. She is one of them. As the Jets go up 6, three ball way short. Boy, big time push off there, but the Jets get the rebound. Shaw's open, fills it a triple. Shaw wide open for the three. 5 quick points, 12-3 Jackson. Here's a bomb good. And here's a steal, Lansing. Ball's out of bounds. Called foul on Marilat. 5 new players in for Lansing. Get it together. 12-6, it'll be Lansing's ball underneath the basket. And a whole new group in. See if we can figure them out. And a whistle. Offensive foul.
Offensive foul. Jets basketball.
Jets get it back. Bad block. Amari Carter. The offensive foul. And here comes Shaw. She brings it up with Taylor Hutchinson. No press this time. Looks high post, looks back door. Nobody open there. In for Jackson is Brianna Burton. Or Briera Burton. 5 on the clock. Madison Montgomery, little jumper. Boy, she was wide open, miss a little 8-footer. And the Stars up in the front court, 12-6. Jackson, 3:30 to go in the first. Dribble drive, and the ball got knocked away, but it went right to 24, Tanisha Daniels, and she got a layup. Here's Marilat, Montgomery. Inside a knockaway, Shaw gets it. Here's a long three, in and out. Put back, no. Another one. Good. Madison Montgomery on the putback, 14-8. Stars front court, Lauren Perdue. Jackson high product. Dribble drive, and she runs right over Montgomery. Offensive foul.
Substitution, Jackson. Number 12.
Pretty good. Saturday afternoon crowd here at Jackson College. And the Jets up a half dozen. Hutchinson drives all the way. No foul and a whistle. Now, there was a late whistle. Tanisha Daniels, sophomore out of Lansing Eastern. Get the foul as Hutchinson drove right through three defenders. And she knocks it in for Monstead. And she'll get another one. 5'8". She's one of the three sophomores. Hutchinson, Shaw, and Burton. Hell ball call as Aaron Witt just simply fell down. And Briera Burton just jumped on that basketball, got it back. For the Jets. Paige Sanders in. Wide open. Burton scores. Nice setup by Hutchinson. 18-8, 10-point lead. Purdue out to Witt. Through the lane. There's a just a grenade, but it went off Merrillat. Couldn't grab the rebound. Lansing will keep the basketball. And the five starting players back in for Lansing. Wow. And this is Torrey Blackman backs in. A little jump hook, couldn't get it. And here's Shaw in the front court. Kicks it all the way over for Burton. Merrillat and Burton play catch. And Burton a long three. Oh, my goodness. Briera Burton. Let one go from Vandy. 21-8, Jackson. .110 to go in the first. Stars having just a miserable time on the offensive end. Here is Torrey Blackman. Here's a drive. They miss a bunny. Jackson all over the glass. Burton. Over for Shaw, a three. No. Little heavy off the ring. And Lansing down. Tisdale. Here's a drive to the basket. Easy layup. No defense on the baseline. Georgia Hill with the lay-in. A little backcourt pressure. They're trying to trap the ball. Lansing, it's 21-10. Briera Burton. Merrillat a three. Good! Fills it. Merrillat. 24-10. Dribble drive and a score there for Torrey Blackman. And we're at 24-12. 2 seconds. Half-court shot. Good! Count it, Merrillat. Hits one from about 35 feet. You are kidding me. Wow. 27-12 after one. Back in 1 minute. 101.9 FM.
ESPN 101.9 FM. Jackson Sports Authority.
GOC back here at the QS Fieldhouse, Jackson College. Lady Jets, 27-12 after the first. Lansing with the ball to start this second quarter. Triple header basketball today on the network. Here's a nice drive, but defense right there by Montgomery. Out of bounds, and that goes back to the Jets. Up 15, they just throw it right over the press. No problem. Merrillat to Burton. Out at the point. Inside Montgomery again. Scores. Madison Montgomery having a field day. She is from Leslie and having an outstanding first half here. 29-12. Lansing got it inside, but they kick it back out. And here's Torrey Blackman. She threw it away, but it was tipped by Paige Sanders. Just underway in the second, 9 to go here on ESPN 101.9 FM. Shot clock running out and a foul on Madison Montgomery.
On the shot. Jackson, number 24, Madison Montgomery, her first team.
Abby Connival tried to put one up, force it up as the clock was running out to cut a break. Free throw good. First points of the quarter for Lansing. And that one no good. Merrill at the rebound. She has it kicked away. Ball's loose on the floor. Picked up by Jackson. And their front court. With 8:40 to go in the first half. Merrill at on the wing. In for Jackson, Talia Jones, 6'1 freshman from Detroit. And a whistle. And we'll get a foul on Ridsdale. Celia Ridsdale from Grand Ledge. Marillat loops it out. Montgomery, dribble drive. Crafty left-hander. Into the lane. Power move, no shot, so she kicks it back out. Marillat drives and off the window. No, put back, no, but a foul. Think that's on Tori Blackman. It is.
Foul, Lansing, 33, Tori Blackman. Foul is on the floor, Jackson Ball.
Foul before the shot. Montgomery was actually putting that ball up. Pretty tight call there. Jets get it in to Briera Burton. Paige Sanders, dribble drive. Right through the defense, scores!
Paige Sanders,
what a drive there. She split the defense and it's 31-13. All Jackson here in the first half. And another steal. Burton drives down. Sanders up and good on the run out. 33-13. Lansing front court with Connival. Tori Blackman outside. And Georgia Hill, taller player, about 6 foot, steps outside. There's a long three, no short. Jackson just all over the glass. They are not a big team. But they really rebound well for their size. Marillat threw one up. I don't know if that was a pass or shot, but it went out of bounds.
Jackson, number three, Lee Jones.
And Lansing sends in five replacements. Hutchinson back in. Marissa Shaw back in. For coach. Heather Brown. Here's Lauren Perdue. She's from Jackson High. Playing for Lansing. Get an open look on the wing. Just a grenade thrown up by Lansing. Purdue got the rebound, though. She fires. That hits nothing. But the bottom of the glass, and here comes Jackson again. Marillat deep in the corner. And Shaw over to Sanders. Drops it, kicks it out for Marillat. She's picked up by Purdue down in the corner. Starts a drive with five, up and no, and a whistle. That'll be a foul on Lansing. Number 10, Aaron Witt.
Shooting two for Jackson, Paige Sanders.
Paige Sanders. At the free throw line. Missed that one. Jackson up 20, 33-13 halfway through this second quarter. And yes. And in for the Lady Jets, Leah Clow.
Number 10, Leah Clow.
Leah Clow. Out there, and she goes right to the point on defense to check Aaron Witt. Inside, here's a knock away again. Shaw got knocked down. They called a travel. She got hip checked right down to the floor. They called a walk. And almost a turnover by Lansing. They save it. But they're down 21. There's Witt driving. Stolen by Shaw. But the loose ball goes to Purdue. And she fires one up, no short. Jackson, the rebound. Marilat again. Kick out Hutchinson. Out to Marilat. Drives off. Oh, great pass inside by Marilat. And Talia Jones lays it in. What a pass by Marilat. 36-13. Good old-fashioned drubbing right now. And Purdue drops it out of bounds. Lansing's got 13 points. They have to have 13 turnovers. And Marilat will get it into Shaw. Marilat on the wing. Looks for a cutter. Hutchinson open. Three ball. Missed it. And that'll go off Shaw out of bounds. .430 to go here till halftime. Open jumper good. Tori Blackman got a little pick. She was wide open. One of the few real open looks they've had. And she was able to knock it in. Marilat for Jackson on the wing. Shaw looks inside and throws it to the bleachers. Alexis Thompson back in for Talia Jones. Well, basically the starting group back in for the Jets with the exception of Leah Clow. 36-15. Witt. Outside, Cannavale. Risdale, Cannavale, long three, in and out. Jackson gets all the rebounds. And Clow drives down and missed. Short, ball out of bounds. And
out of bounds, Jackson ball.
That will stay with Jackson. Kind of an out of control drive, very rare. Jackson's always seems to be in control of their break. It's a controlled break. Thompson outside travels.
Traveling violation. Lansing basketball.
Boy, I'm glad I brought some Kleenex to this tilt. Lansing the ball, they're down 21. And this will be a foul.
Foul on the shot.
Ran a nice pick off the wing and got
foul, Jackson,
Tanisha Daniels two. Open. Would have been a layup. Shaw
first.
Hammered her from behind.
Two for Lansing.
Make her go to the free throw line. And she knocks it in, and Lansing's within 20. 36 16, and Daniels has one more. Missed it. Jones got shoved underneath the basket. Held ball call. Held ball, and the ball back to the Jets. Shaw to Clell. Jackson turns it over.
Substitution, Jackson, number 24.
Thompson comes out, and Montgomery back in for Jackson. Get on the block. 36-16. And Jackson has the rebound. Blackman misses. Shaw. Quo in the corner. Bad pass by Hutchinson, and this goes the other way. And got the layup with the left hand. Abby Connival. Well, Jackson set a lull here. 2 minutes to go, and they've had a couple real sloppy, three right in a row. Bad possessions. Here's Marilat. Hey! She hits a that's a two. Looked like a three. Must have had a toe on the line. 38-18. Ridsdale. Torrey Blackman stops and no. Rebound. Marilat's got it. And she's hammered by Blackman. And that's at least two on Blackman.
Substitution, Jackson. Number 4, Paige Sanders. Substitution, Lanson. Number 3, Lauren Pryor.
Halftime, we'll have Gary Krupa interview with Jamie McKibben earlier on the network. Here's a pass out of bounds, tapped out by Lansing. 1:18 to go here in the first half. It's 38-18. But it could be a lot worse. Jackson really hasn't played that well the last 3-4 minutes. Montgomery gets a pick. Little floater with the left hand, no. And Lansing the rebound. Another really not a good possession for Jackson. Good defense by Paige Sanders. She is just all over the point guard. 10 on the shot clock for Lansing. Tisdale in the lane. Spins. Missed the shot. Montgomery, great rebound. Marilat, Hutchinson. Shaw missed the layup. Shaw got it back. Off the glass, no. Heavy. Great hustle by Shaw. She took it away from two Lansing players. And we get a steal. Jets the other way. Paige Sanders into the middle. Hutchinson, a three. No. Montgomery, good on a putback.
Montgomery.
40-18. And another throwaway, but that one ticked off Montgomery. Just 3 seconds left. Here's a shot with three. Oh, they throw in a triple. So at halftime, 40-21 for the Lady Jets, and it took that about a 25-footer thrown in by Abby Cannavale. Freshman guard to make it 40-21. Just total domination by the Lady Jets here in the first half, especially. And they're, like I said, they're not not very big, but they out-rebounded Lansing. Just something ridiculous here in this first half. 40-21, 2 minute break, and we'll get our interview with Jamie McKibben, Gary Krupa, and we'll be back in about 10 minutes.
ESPN 101.9 FM, Jackson Sports Authority.
Welcome back. GLC, Josh Ankrel, our executive producer, director. Thank the trainers here from Jackson College who helped me out at halftime. So I didn't have to go to the hospital. 40-21. Jets up by 19 here at the half. Madison Montgomery and Dalen Merrillat each had 8 points. 7 for Marissa Shaw, 5 points for Paige Sanders. She did a real nice job off the bench. And Taylor Hutchinson, and also off the bench, Briera Burton chipped in. 5 points, 3 assists. Rebound, 6 for Madison Montgomery. She was outstanding. And Thompson had 5 rebounds. Just no contest here in the first half. Let me see what they have. They have 11 turnovers for Lansing. That's got to be very, very kind by our official scorer today. Jackson had 7 turnovers, total rebounds 22-13. That was a drubbing on the glass by Jackson, and they are not, neither team is real big, but I would say Lansing has a little more overall size than Jackson. So ready to go, second half, 40-21 here on ESPN 101.9 FM, and of course we'll be here for the men's game. Take a break. We'll hear from, during the break, by the way, between games, Ron Richards, Jackson Area Career Center, right across the street. Big open house for the Career Center next week, and Ron will have all the pertinent information, I'm sure. Here we go, second half underway, and the Stars have the basketball. Merrillat, Shaw, Hutchinson, Montgomery, Thompson. There's a brick right off the bat by Tori Blackman, and here come the Jets. Shaw, wing right, Montgomery. Looks for the cutter, kicks it back for Shaw. And around the horn they go for a reload. Lob it in, Shaw. A little short with the shot, might have been partially blocked. And big Tori Blackman at the top, won't go. Loose ball, Jets have it. Probably a double dribble there, but no call. And Merrillat, long three. No, short. And Lansing's got it with Lauren Pryor. Nobody scored here in the third. Here's an open three. No. Marowat, another rebound. She brings it up herself down the middle. Madison Montgomery. Thompson drops the pass. Inside Montgomery. Missed the shot, but she got hammered. And that's three on Tori Blackman. Good cut across the lane by Madison Montgomery, and she ends up at the free throw line. Nobody scored here in the third. And she knocks it in. And the lead for Jackson is back to 20. And yes. Like her game, Madison Montgomery can score. Excellent rebounder, just very smart. And she's going for a double-double here. Easily. Here's Thompson. They run a little weave outside. Get it in, and could have been a walk, but they called a foul. Just totally out of control was Lauren Pryor. But she was able to split two defenders. She fell right on her face. But she got the whistle, and she'll go to the line. Shoot two. Didn't think she was shooting either. And that one's short. .42-21, and just underway here in the third. 101.9 FM, free throw good. 42-22. Jackson down, Shaw up and missed it inside. Got right to the cup, couldn't finish. And the Stars back down. Trying to cut into the, almost a steal Shaw. They get an open three, way short. And no, and a put back, good. Tori Blackman on the put back. Marillat on the wing. Shot to Marillat, Hutchinson, a three blocked. Montgomery tried to save it. No. That goes out of bounds. Lansing gets it back. Jackson off to a real slow start here in the third. Risdale. In the corner, it's Tori Blackman. Checked by Montgomery. There's a three. Abby Connival hits a three. Hutchinson back, way short. Not a good selection there. And Lansing trying to get back in this. Here's a 15-footer short. Rebound and a held ball. Marillat, just a beast on the glass for her size, which is 5'6". Shaw comes out, and Paige Sanders, who had a very strong first half off the bench for Heather Brown. Back in for Jackson. Their lead is down to 15. Tried to get it inside. Shot won't go, held ball. That will go back to Lansing.
Substitution, Lansing, number 24, Tanisha Daniels.
Not a good 3.5 minutes here for Jackson. They have scored 2 points here in this quarter. Thompson and a whistle, a reach-in call on Paige Sanders.
Number 12, Paige Sanders, her first team second.
Two teams here in the third. 42-27. Thompson throws it away. That ball's on the floor. I think we'll get a hell ball, and that will go to Jackson. Another forced pass by Lansing. They've done that a million and 12 times here so far. Just get it to somebody who's open. Tough to force it through three defenders. Usually doesn't work. Here's Sanders around the back, double teamed. Shot won't go, and a whistle and a reach in on Ridsdale.
Number 20, Celia Ridsdale.
No shot. They called it on the floor. Hutchinson looks in trouble. Finally got it in. Sanders out to Marilat. 5:40 to go in the quarter. Sanders, five on the shot clock. Got to hurry. Burton. Montgomery, no. And a foul. She hit the bottom of the iron. She'll end up at the free throw line. She scored the only 2 points here in the third quarter with a couple free throws. And no good short. And she'll get one more. And that's in and out. And that's out of bounds. Knocked out by Lansing, and Jackson will keep it. Marilat drives. Montgomery fires. That's in and out. Rebound, and Big Tory Blackman inside. They score again. Georgia Hill wide open. One of the few breaks here for Lansing. Montgomery. Briera Burton. Lansing getting right back in. 42-29. Just 2 points here in the quarter. Marilat, that's not even close. Rebound Lansing. Starting to get some rebounds now. And there's a three. Ooh, it, good! That went in, out, and back in for Tori Blackman. Timeout, Jackson. Wow, Lansing within nine. Take a break, quick break, 30 break. 42-32. 10-point lead for Jackson on ESPN 101.9 FM.
ESPN 101.9 FM, Jackson Sports Authority.
GOC, back here at the QS, 42-32. Jets have really bogged down on offense here. And they throw it away, tried to get it. Forced it to Montgomery. Georgia Hill, 5'10 player, doing a pretty good job on her. And couldn't get the pass. And here comes Lansing. Can cut it to single digits. Tori Blackman. Give and go. Up, and they miss the shot. Big rebound for Burton. Briera Burton. All the way up and no. Again, bad shot selection. Just not a good shot. And Blackman. To Witt. Off the glass, no. Good rebound there, Hutchinson. Brings it into the front court. They need a bad. They haven't scored a basket in an hour here. Two free throws in the quarter. That is it. Montgomery on the wing. Dribble drive. Up and no. She was out of control. They got a bailout whistle on Witt, Aaron Witt.
Team four, shooting two for Jackson, Madison Montgomery.
3:11 to go in the third. Montgomery just missed two. That one's perfect. Lead back at 11. And she'll get one more. That one's way short. Hutchinson, the rebound. Got it on a putback. First basket of the second half. Taylor Hutchinson, huge. So that turns into a three-point play. 45-32. That was a big trip. Lansing missed a layup on this end, and Jackson got 3 points on the other. Here's Tisdale. Connival. Fires and hits. 45-35. Hutchinson. Montgomery back to Hutchinson. 10-point game again. Hutchinson dribble drive with the left hand up and no, and a foul on Witt. Madison Montgomery just forcing her way to the basket. And that will get her to the free throw line.
Amari Carter, number 14, Lauren Berger, shooting two for Jackson. Madison Montgomery.
And the crafty left-hander at the line. Good. Perfect. She's been the best player here for the Jets. They're up 11. 2:21 to go in the third. That one's good. 47-35. Risdale. Paige Sanders all over her. Connival. Drives. Purdue. Hits a three. Forty-seven-38. Suddenly Lansing hit a bunch of threes here. Hutchinson throws it away. Goodness. But Montgomery got it back. Leaves it for Paige Sanders. She runs it into the front court and missed the shot. And that'll go back to Lansing.
Substitution, Jackson, number 22, Marissa Shaw.
Shaw back in, Alexis Thompson back in.
Alexis Thompson.
Here's a fourth shot. No, Montgomery, another rebound. Goes to Marissa Shaw. Lead down to 9 from 21. Montgomery. Her pass knocked away by Purdue. Picked up by Sanders, and it goes right through Shaw out of bounds. Another ugly possession for Jackson, and Lansing down 9 with the ball back. And 1 minute to go in what has been a miserable third for the Lady Jets. Outside Amari Carter, haven't seen much of her. Here's Purdue on the drive. Connival shut off by Merrill at Purdue again. That one's short, and they got the rebound, Lansing, but they threw it right to Marilat, to Montgomery, and she flips one up, no, foul on Marilat. Why Jackson is in such a rush to throw the ball up at the glass is a mystery. 20 seconds left in the third. Lansing right back in this thing. Tisdale outside at the point. She never shoots. Here's Purdue. Lost it. Connavel, no shot there. Purdue drives. And that's an air ball. Hits out of bounds with less than 2 seconds. Marilat from half court. No.
At the end of the third, your Jackson College Jets.
And there was quite a collision at midcourt. No whistle. Goodness. 47-38. Jackson scores just 7 in that 10 minutes of action. And 1 field goal. 30 break. And we're back with the fourth on 101.9 FM.
ESPN 101.9 FM, Jackson Sports Authority.
Back here at the Vic Cuis International Fieldhouse, 47-38. Lansing the ball to start the quarter. They throw it away. Thank you. Celia Risdale. I think I've called her Tisdale. I've called her quite a few things here. But she turns it over. Really an unforced turnover. And the Lady Jets get it back. See if they can get their game going here. They were... Here's Marilat, a long three, in and out. Lansing gets the rebound. Oh, double dribble there. Didn't see it. And they get a layup. Then the defense doesn't get back. They give up a layup to Tori Blackman. 47-40. Hutchinson. Marilat to Shaw. Marilat on the wing. Lob in. Montgomery. Good head fake. Lansing foul. Tanisha Daniels on a push. That's a good foul because Montgomery's going to get a layup. And now they... get the ball underneath. Hutchinson looks, and gets it out for Shaw at the top. Down to Montgomery. And missed the shot again. Good rebound. Here's Shaw, a three. No. What a rebound by Marilat. But they throw it away. And Lansing gets a layout. Tori Blackman, 47-42. You can't make this up. Jackson can't make anything. And here's Shaw. Outside, hangs on, goes to Madison Montgomery. She gets a screen and kicks it right out of bounds. Briera Burton in for Montgomery. 8 to go, 5-point game. Jackson has 1 field goal in the second half. Tori Blackman on the wing, looking cross court, wide open, a whistle. Got a push away from the play. Connavale is wide open three. She missed it. Here comes Marissa Shaw. Hutchinson drives the lane, and she got hammered. And she'll go to the line and shoot two.
Lansing, number 33.
Free throw line, Taylor Hutchinson, the 5'8 sophomore from Onstead. This game was 40-21 at halftime. And that free throw is in and out. One more for Hutchinson. And she made it. 48-42. Six-point game, 7.5 left. Risdale off to Georgia Hill. Witt on the wing. There's a double dribble, no call again. And Connivale's pass. Witt missed the shot. Great rebound again, Marilat. What a rebounder she is for 5'6". 7 to go, 6-point lead. This is a big trip. Marilat turns and got it. That's a big bucket. 50-42. Just the second basket here in the second half for Jackson. Here's a whistle. Ouch. Jackson, number 3. Foul on Burton. One of the three sophomores out here for Jackson. Hill on the inbound. Kind of all threw it away. Deflected. Lansing picks it up, though. Caught a break there. And a steal. Here comes Burton. She's going to try to go all the way. They whack it away from behind, but Jackson gets the possession. That was a big steal. And turnover, 50-42. And here's Burton inside. Off the glass, hit it. With the left hand. 52-42. Here's a loose ball. Marilat dives. And what did they call?
Lansing, full timeout.
Lansing got a timeout there. I don't know how that happened. Wow, full timeout. We'll take a break. 1 minute. 52-42 Jackson on 101.9 FM.
ESPN 101.9 FM, Jackson Sports Authority.
GLC, Josh Ankrell. Here at 101.9 FM. 10-point lead, Jackson. Here we go. Down the stretch, 5:50 to go. Here's a three, no short. Lansing getting a lot of the rebounds now. And they got that offensive board. And that should have been a turnover. Lansing holds on to it. Two on the shot clock. And shot clock violation, Jackson ball. Good defense by the Lady Jets there. And the ball with the 10-point lead. That was Aaron Witt, who just came back in. And here's Marilat. Corner to Shaw. Hutchinson. That pass out was by Talia Jones. Here's Hutchinson open. Hits a triple. Big triple. Taylor Hutchinson on the wing. Set up by Marilat. 55-42. Loose ball. Picked up by Lansing. Witt outside between the circles. She's 40 feet from the basket. 12 on the shot clock. Forced jumper and a good-looking shot. Georgia Hill out of Langsburg. 55-44. Marissa Shaw to Hutchinson. Deep on the right wing, looks inside. Boy, no movement at all for Jackson. That's almost a one-on-four here for Hutchinson. And she drives and forced it. No, and a whistle. And that's on Georgia Hill. Hutchinson goes to the line and she'll shoot two. Four to go. Free throw. No. Lauren, 55-44. Hutchinson just hit that big triple. That one good. Lead back at a dozen. And under four to go in the game. Risdale back in with Connavale. She's hit some threes, and there's one. Abby Connavale, huge triple for Lansing. 56-47, the lead nine. Marillat. In trouble. Down to Shaw. Up and good! And a foul! Great bucket by Shaw in traffic. Able to somehow get that up off the window. And she goes to the line. But we've got players coming in and out. Little officiating snafu there as now Shaw will. Well, she misses. Ball tapped out by Jackson. Here comes Lansing, 11-point lead, Jackson. 3:15 to go. Tori Blackman back in. And she forced one up and got the whistle. She'll go to the line.
Jackson, number 30, Talia Jones.
Surprised we haven't seen Montgomery back in.
Substitution, Jackson, number 12, Paige Sanders. Shooting two for Lansing.
Sanders is back.
Tori Blackman.
She's a buzzsaw for Talia Jones. Free throw in and out. Boy, that can't go down any farther without going through the net. And somehow that spun back out, and she'll shoot again. The freshman from Lansing, Sexton, bangs that in. 10-point game, 58-48. Under three. Shaw in the corner. Hutchinson. Here's Burton, and she got hammered. Tanisha Daniels. Lansing trying to trap the ball, and they did a real good job. Ran the clock right down, but then committed the foul. There was just a couple seconds left. Shot clock, and Briera Burton will go to the line. She is out of the Saginaw area. And that's a brick, and she'll shoot another. 58-48, Jackson. 2:47 left. And that one's good. Lead at 11. Here comes Lansing. Risdale. Picked by Mirawat. Took it away. Here's Sanders. Good job. She holds it up. Out to Shaw. Shaw drives all the way. Up and good. Great pass to Hutchinson. Mirawat made the play, though, at center court when she picked the pocket of Risdale. And here's another takeaway. Loose ball, wild scramble. Good job, hustling effort by Paige Sanders. And she'll get the steal. She took a real shot there by two players.
Substitution, Lindsay. Number one, Amari Carter.
And now full court pressure for Lansing. Jackson gets the ball back. Sanders gets it in to Hutchinson. She's made a couple huge plays here at the end. Mirawat outside. They spread the floor with two to go. Hand check. Tori Blackman. That's five on Blackman. And that'll put Taylor Hutchinson at the line. Purdue back in. Free throw. Good. Very good second half for Hutchinson. And it looks like Jackson's going to hang on here. And she makes them both. And the lead is 15 with a buck 50 to go. Purdue gets a layup. Actually, that was Tanisha Daniels. 140 left. Here's Shaw in the backcourt. Got away from the double team to Paige Sanders. She drives, leaves it in the corner for Burton, and Burton throws it to Coach Heather Brown. That'll be a turnover. Lansing up with a buck 22 to go on the wing. Georgia Hill inside. They score again. Tanisha Daniels. 110 to go, and Mirawat holds on outside. Thing now, just run the clock, and they're doing a good job passing the ball. Burton out to Mirawat, five on the shot clock. She drives to Shaw. Good! Right at the shot clock. Great play by Mirawat. And a whistle and foul on Hutchinson. Just 41 seconds left. Number 14, Taylor Hutchinson, her first team third. 65-42. Abby Conneval, she's hit some big threes here in the second half. Good player for Lansing, and she knocks that in. Now, took her a while to get going, but she's been a factor in the second half, and she makes them both. And timeout for Lansing. We'll take a one-minute break, come back, wrap this up. 65-54 Jackson on 101.9 FM.
ESPN 101.9 FM, Jackson Sports Authority.
Greg O'Connor, Josh Ankrel, Perry Watkins with you today from Jackson College. Jets just turned it over. Lansing gets it back. Long three, and that won't go. Burton the rebound. With 30 seconds, down to Mirawat. She's grabbed. They don't blow the whistle. They're just going to let the clock run down. 65-54. And there's a little shove on Marillette. She'll go to the line. Georgia Hill foul. That's five on Georgia Hill. And Marillette has not really scored that much, but has been just incredible on the glass. Will be at the free throw line. Lauren Pryor in for this last 18 seconds for Lansing. Marillette, free throw good. Jackson shoots about 65% at the line, which is probably about average. You'd like to be at about 75. She made them both. And Lansing 67-54, timeout for Lansing. And we'll keep it right here. As Lansing got to within 6 points, early in the fourth quarter, Jackson was in a peck of trouble. But we're able to fend off the Stars. They played much better in the second half. They had an absolutely miserable first half with only 21 points at halftime. So 18 seconds. And I guess... And Lansing takes another timeout with 18 seconds down by 13.
Additional 30-second timeout taken by Lansing. Lansing has zero timeouts remaining.
Give him 20 seconds, guys. Give him 20 seconds. Give him 20 more seconds.
I don't want to know what they are. How many timeouts left? He should have two.
Men's game coming up in about, yeah, let's see what. Should be just about 3 o'clock when that gets underway, and both teams are ready to hit the floor here. This is an ugly ending here as Lansing coach Lane Ingram trying to drag out the misery here for his team with 18 seconds. There's a three, no. Burton, the rebound in the corner to Marillette. And that should be it. Marillette dribbles into the front court. Dribbles to the top of the circle. And that's the ball game.
Your Jackson College Jets have defeated the Stars of Lansing Community College.
So it's a sweep, season sweep for Jackson College over Lansing Community College, the women. 67-54, the final here before pretty good Saturday afternoon crowd here at Jackson College. 67-54, the final.
Can you talk for a second?
And we'll get Heather Brown over here for a second as we get set for the men. Heather, a little scared there in the second half.
Actually, we didn't come out shooting very well in the second half, which is something we struggled with, that we have some low spots of our offense, and we just couldn't get into a good flow of our offense. Just
terrific first half for your girl.
Yeah, that's one thing. We come out full speed usually, and then we just sometimes have a little trouble with the transitioning back into a normal flow again and coming out at second half.
Yeah, just enough composure there at the end. They got to within six from 22.
Correct, and we have a couple plays we set up just to regroup our girls that we can actually utilize that clock to our advantage, and that's what we kind of work on every day at practice, is just to know how to control the end of the game situations.
Nice to get a sweep over your rivals.
Yeah, really nice to get that win. We're coming off a tough loss to the team that was first placed in the conference, so we struggled a little bit last week, and finally going to have a full roster back with 13 healthy players, so we're looking to continue forward until playoff time.
Yeah, Marilat didn't score that much, but she is an incredible rebounder for 5'6".
Yeah, Daylin actually leads us in scoring, and she's close to the top in rebounding as well. It just goes to her hustle and effort. She's just a phenomenal athlete that's just a hard-nosed player that plays tough.
And Montgomery had just a great game. I think she had a double-double just about in the first half.
Yeah, Madison, actually, it looks like they have her for 9 rebounds and 13 points, and she's just an aggressive local girl, too. We love that, but she's an aggressive player. Some things we've worked with her on is just to work on her inside game, and she's really stepping up to the plate these last couple games.
Congratulations. Nice win.
All right. Thank you so much.
Heather Brown celebrating a 67-54 win for the Lady Jets. So we'll take a one-minute break. Coming up, we're going to talk to Ron Richards from the Career Center about their big event coming up this week right across the street from the college. And we'll be back here in about 15, 16 minutes with the men's game. The Jackson men won earlier just a couple weeks ago up in Lansing. We'll see if they can get the sweep here. We'll be back on ESPN 101.9 FM. Again, the final, the Jackson Ladies beat Lansing 67-54.